Okay, enough election news for one day. Let's talk about the seasons, because the arrival of spring is celebrated pretty much everywhere on Earth. But here in our home state of Massachusetts, the timing of that arrival has been changing. It's happening later than it used to, and researchers think this is a troubling indicator of our changing climate. My WGBH colleague Craig LaMolt went out to Concord, Massachusetts, to conduct some research of his own.
Boston University professor Richard Premack spots a small sapling next to Walden Pond in Concord.
This is a big tooth aspen.
As he gets a closer look at the new leaves on the small tree, a crowd of students from Westboro High School walks towards him. They're led by Walden Park Ranger Jacqueline Cluft, who recognizes Premack.
Everyone, we have a really quick opportunity to talk to an awesome scholar.
She's just been talking with the students about Thoreau, the naturalist and conservationist whose classic book Walden detailed his time living here at the pond. Premack explains to the students that about 17 years ago, he was trying to figure out a good way to measure the effects of climate change in the region.
And as I started looking, I heard about these records that Henry David Thoreau had made in the 1850s, from 1851 to 1858, about when plants were flowering in Concord, when birds were arriving in the spring, and when trees and shrubs were leafing out.
And since 2004, Premack and his students have been documenting the same things.
And so the information which we have from Concord demonstrates that the warming climate associated with global climate change is already affecting the biology of the species here in Concord.
When Premack first set out to measure climate change, he looked everywhere for old records, asking everyone he could, even posting flyers in supermarkets, until an old student of his suggested he check out those Thoreau records.
And I said, "What records are you talking about?" I said, "I knew the book Walden, but I didn't know about any old records."
Thoreau meticulously documented more than 350 plant species. In 1852, he wrote, "It is astonishing how soon and unexpectedly flowers appear when the fields are scarcely tinged with green." As Premack follows in those footsteps, he holds a small notebook.
You can see that I've checked off species which I've already seen in flower this year in Concord, and the species which are shown in circles are species which we're going to be looking for today.
As he hikes the trails around the pond, he squints into the woods.
This is the black birch.
When Thoreau saw black birch leaves for the first time in the 1850s, it happened noticeably later.
The trees, shrubs, and vines like poison ivy and grape are leafing out 2 weeks earlier on average than in Thoreau's time.
Leafing time is closely tied to temperature, and the mean spring temperature in the Concord area has jumped from about 42 degrees in Thoreau's time to nearly 48 degrees today. Premack's not just recording plants at Walden Pond. Like Thoreau, he's searching for blooms and leaves all over Concord. As he drives, he points out all kinds of flora along the way.
So this tree that we're just driving by is an ash tree?
He can't help it. This is how he sees the world.
So this is something that I've just been doing for my whole life, since becoming a botanist at the age of 21 years old. So I'm driving past every tree, and I'm saying, like, beech tree, maple tree, apple tree, elm tree.
Maybe Thoreau did the same kind of thing.
Buttercups,
but about a quarter of the species he saw in Concord are no longer here, and another third have significantly declined.
There are a lot of reasons why the species have been lost from Concord, but at least part of the reason is climate change.
Premack rattles off other dangers climate change poses to this area. Coastal flooding, more extreme storms, forests killed by insect outbreaks, not to mention the threats posed to human public health.
The fact that it's slightly warmer and that spring is happening earlier is actually sort of appealing. I mean, because New Englanders, we face very harsh winters, but it's really an indicator of problems that will be coming in future decades.
That's the contradiction built into the research Premack's doing. Like Thoreau, and like the rest of us, he feels joy in discovering a new bloom or leaves on a tree that was bare just days before. But for Premack, there's also something troubling in the arrival of spring. For The World, Craig LaMolt, Concord, Massachusetts.